Hello, you're listening to Sonographers Spill the Tea, a podcast aimed at achieving safety in sonography, fostering education and empowerment. Our goal is to share raw conversations on pertinent industry information that will incite real conversations in the diagnostic ultrasound community. And if you're enjoying all the tea in sonography, don't be shy, share with someone you like. And also, click the like button and subscribe to wherever you're enjoying today's episode. Don't forget to join our Facebook group by the same name, Sonographers Spill the Tea, where you can dive deeper into a topic and community and submit your ideas for some freshly spilled tea. Don't forget, you can also join our learning platform at teamsono.ultrasafeultrasounds.com to access exclusive content on ergonomics, biomechanics, soft tissue recovery, and other injury prevention and empowering resources. Remember, this podcast is powered by UltraSafe Ultrasounds, your number one provider of staffing, safety, and training solutions for both organizations and workforce members. Visit www.ultrasafeultrasounds.com today to find out how you can best benefit by choosing the gold standard in healthcare for optimizing safety in sonography for patient, provider, and practice. Email info@ultrasafeultrasounds.com or text us at 512-270-0278 to learn more. That's info@ultrasafeultrasounds.com or 512-270-0238. Now please enjoy today's episode of Sonographers Spill the Tea.
Hey Team Sono, it's your girl Joanna, founder and CEO of UltraSafe Ultrasounds. And I'm really excited about this episode because it's all about sonography in Egypt. Ultrasound in Egypt. I'm telling you, this tea in sonography is going to be super interesting. So, and I'm going to try to make it quick for you guys because I know sometimes the episodes can get a little long and y'all are like, can you please make them shorter? So here it is, shorter, quick tea in sonography. Ready? Here it go. So here's the quick backstory. For those of you who are up on all your tea in sonography, you'll know that I just got home from my honeymoon and I spent 13 days in Egypt, and it was everything that you could think Egypt could be, and then some. But of course, some things only happen to Joanna. And ultrasound will apparently, I thought this was a domestic issue, but it will follow me all around the world. And so it's been incredible to have this podcast and to just speak to people from all across the globe, Australia, England, Africa, Canada, who experience and live with ultrasound, right? This is a global tool, a global modality. And I've heard some really incredible things from you guys when it comes to, you know, the safety side and the staffing side. And so I'm here for that. I'm loving that. But I love ultrasound. Like, that was my first love before all the admin stuff happened in the back office and the advocacy and allyship for the healthcare providers and the sonographers. I was just a good old-fashioned ultrasound nerd who wanted to take care of my patients. And so to be able to have ultrasound globally affect me in this space where it's just the equipment again and the imaging and teaching and just understanding how the physics works, like, it was so refreshing. So that part I can't wait to share with you guys. But here's the quick backstory synopsis is I wound up getting hurt, right, while I was on my honeymoon. I asked somebody to, like, not do something. They did it anyway, and I wound up getting hurt. So I wind up in the ER, and I know the protocol, right? I know they're going to want to rule out DVT at some point. I know they're going to want to rule out any type of trauma, and so they're going to do the x-rays, and so we may or may not get a CT or MRI. The MRI probably won't happen. You know, you're going to have to follow up with your PCP and all that stuff. So whatever. I get to the ER and they're extraordinarily kind. Now, let me just give you a little bit of info before I even tell you about what happened with my case or my story about the hospital, right? Because remember, this is not in the States and this is not in a well-developed country. Now, Egypt is well-developed when it comes to its history and its tourism. So the way they excel in those areas and other areas are, of course, you know, there is no counterpart. But when it came to their healthcare, it was very different being in that environment. So I wound up there around midnight. So I joked a little bit that with my tour group, I got the midnight exclusive one-on-one tour while they were, everybody was just, you know, appreciating all the group stuff. So that was kind of a fun joke to make for a quick moment in light of a really shitty situation. So the tour guide, thankfully, was able to help us get into the hospital, which, let me tell you, the gates and the doors, they're locked. Like, you can't get in there. And I don't speak Arabic, so I was very, very happy and very humbled to have help in that space. And so we get into the hospital. And when I tell you that you better appreciate every county hospital in the United States, you really need to, because I say that because a lot of the time, you know, private and public hospitals get a little bit of different treatment depending on the resources available to them. So when you go to a county hospital, sometimes they may not have all of the bells and whistles. And so you can see that this hospital, of course, they didn't have any bells or whistles or probably a lot of the parts to build the bells and whistles. You know, there were, you know, different parts of the walls or the ceilings that were not intact, you know. And just one of the things that really struck me more than anything was the fact that they were smoking inside of the hospitals. And smoking is just part of the Egyptian culture. You know, this is not me condemning anything about Egypt, anything about Egyptian culture, anything about this country, or anything about the care that they are able to give. This is none of that. Okay. This is just me just sharing an experience, and don't grab a soundbite and go running with it. You know, listen to the whole thing. And so I was just so grateful for the healthcare that I had gotten, but also having that experience and expertise in healthcare, I also know what's coming with the ultrasound. And so when I get up there, I already know his limitations are going to be that he's going to have to squeeze my calf to augment, and that's not going to happen because of the injury that I have in my ankle. So how do we navigate this? So I was extraordinarily happy to meet him. I was extraordinarily happy to see the equipment. And the first thing that I have to do is give him my history the best way that I can when there's a language barrier. He does not speak English, and I do not speak Arabic. But the beautiful thing in this space is that we both speak ultrasound, and we both have some expertise in our relationship already and in the way that we can communicate. So this already made me feel comfortable in a very foreign and uncomfortable space. And I was in so much pain. And if anybody saw the video, yo, my face was in pain. So I'm gonna call it my fane. Why not? My face was just in so much pain. So I was very concerned about him squeezing and augmenting. So that's how this wound up turning into a teachable moment in the room, because I knew he had a limitation, and the best way for us to be successful in this moment is for us to communicate how do we best get through this limitation to get to great results. And so that's pretty much what happened. I was laying there, and as he was moving his way down, I'm like, ooh, I know it's coming, right? And so I tried to communicate that with him before the augment, before the squeeze, but again, there's a language barrier. But as we're getting there, I'm like, listen, I know what you're about to do. You need to see the blood flow, yes, on the Doppler. And so I kind of start showing him and talking to the screen a little bit more. And he knows and understands that I understand what he's about to do. And I'm then going to try to see how I can get him to not do it right. Don't squeeze my leg. So we chat a little bit about how I can help him to still get the augment that he needs to show that not only is the vein compressible, right, there is no DVT or thrombus within the lumen, but that the blood will also go proximal up to my heart so that he can prove that, you know, there's also no thrombus or nothing there that would inhibit flow. So I told him that I can squeeze my toes, and I showed him, like, I can squeeze my toes and that will make the blood move. And so I showed him that, and he was very excited. So he was able to get what he needed, and I was able to not be terrified that he was going to make the injury that I came in with worse. And so he winds up, I try to give him the transducer back and I'm like, here. And he's like, no, please, you're doing great. And he starts to go from like being confused to how I know this to being very enthused, right? to how I know these things. So he went from confused to enthused, which made me even more enthusiastic, which made me concentrate less on the pain and more on what I love, which was ultrasound. And I love vascular. Like, vascular is my jam. No offense, OB. I've been there, I've done that, and I'll do it when I have to. It's just that I love vascular. And so this was exciting for me to be able to have this teachable moment and to talk about things that I love in ultrasound that have nothing to do with all of the seriousness of safety in sonography and staffing and making sure people have access to good care, whether you're on the provider side or the patient side or the practitioner side. Like, the practice needs to be thriving too, right? For everybody to get those things. So it's super taxing being on that side of it, you guys. And I love it, but first and foremost, I love ultrasound. So that was just delightful for me and energizing. So by the end of it, this guy who went from, again, confused to enthused was thanking me for teaching him, you know, and this is a very conservative culture over there. So for this man doctor who signs his paperwork that way, right? It's Dr., you know, John Smith. I don't want to say his name. He was super happy to be able to learn. And so he's asking me if I'm the doctor. He's like, Dr. Joanna. And I'm like, shh, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm a sonographer. But even just understanding the access that they have to education and care made me very, again, I just keep going back to humble, because I just felt humble to be able to participate in that and to be able to, again, break like a little bit of a cultural barrier or perhaps even a stereotype. And I'm all about that, right? I love breaking barriers and disrupting the status quo, because why? It's important to do. It's important for us always to be striving for better for everyone. And so the best way to do that is to stay on our toes and never be afraid to challenge the status quo. Even if it gets you into trouble, yes, it can get you sued. We all know that. And always please understand that the truth is on your side. God is on your side. And as long as you stay true and focused, you'll be okay. Going towards the fire looks a lot like going towards the light. They look almost exactly the same, but you will not get burned. You will prevail. So just a little bit of motivation for anybody who needed to hear that. But in any case, I am going to be, of course, looking to see how I can get involved again in teaching over there in Egypt. It was absolutely a humbling experience. I gave them my information, and of course I have theirs. So we're able to connect and see how we can go forward in teaching, because I want to be able to continue to teach this doctor over there and to teach other healthcare providers as well in Egypt, in Cairo. This was actually in their capital. I think they're going to have a new capital soon. So that's not always going to be the truth. That's the truth today in May of 2023, but they have a new capital that's coming. So Cairo will not always be the capital, but right now it is. And that's where I want to focus some of my energy. So for our listeners out there, anybody who is interested in working overseas or seeing how you can provide education or your expertise in other areas outside of the United States, specifically to some healthcare providers in Cairo, Egypt, I'm going to be organizing something with them to be able to see how we can continue to serve others in sonography and always make sure that we're doing the best job for our patients, right? That's the most important thing. In that moment, I was the patient and I wanted what was best for my care, right? I wanted to make sure that he had the color map the right way. I wanted to make sure that the spectral analysis was not inverted so that it didn't look like I had reflux. Like, there was a lot of things going on with his image that I heard and I saw, and I really wanted to make sure that my stuff was 100% okay and that my limitation was respected so that I didn't get hurt. And so it wound up being really great in the moment where I was able to get what I needed to make sure that my care was optimized because I had the expertise. So I was just in right place, right time. But it also worked out for them as well, because I was able to teach him and show him at, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, almost 2 o'clock in the morning, some really great ways to optimize his image and to how to respect patient limitations, because most of the time when we're doing DVTs, there's a reason for that, right? There can be trauma. There's reasons whether the leg is really, really big or really, really small that we may not be able to compress a vessel. And so we have to be able to not only understand those limitations, but respect them. And if we can, find ways around them so that we can optimize the image and the exam for each patient, each case. And then, of course, going back to what it is that I do, you guys already know, we have to optimize our own body's biomechanics and our ergonomics, which are our ergomechanics collectively, to make sure that we are capturing those images and that patient's story in a way that also optimizes the ergomechanics of the sonographer so that our sonographer's shoulder is always tended to before, during, and after the exam, right? Soft tissue recovery at any moment, either before, during, or after the exam is going to benefit the soft tissue of the sonographer, whether you're in soft tissue recovery and just keeping up your, or you're in scar tissue rehabilitation and you're playing catch up on inflammation, you just always want to make sure at any point in time that you are tending to yourself. And so that is the episode for today. For Egypt, it was absolutely incredible to be able to have that teachable moment with this sonographer who was considered their doctor over there, but also see their hospital and what is allowed versus not allowed in different countries to provide healthcare to others. So not knocking anything, grateful for every opportunity that I can receive healthcare and that I can give healthcare. And I'm always here to optimize it for who? You guys already know, for patients, for providers, and for practices. So if you're an employer and you're looking for staffing solutions or ways to train your staff or your students, maybe you're in academia, on how to stay safe scanning, go ahead and reach out to us, info@ultrasafeultrasounds.com. You can find us on our website, ultrasafeultrasounds.com, or any of our social media platforms. Thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode of Sonographers Spill the Tea. Comment, like, subscribe, do all the things. We can't wait to hear from you. And make sure that you let us know if you have any feedback on any time that you have had the opportunity to either teach or scan somewhere outside of your native country. So if you've ever had the opportunity to either teach outside of your native country or scan outside of your native country, super interested in you spilling that tea in sonography and sharing your experience. Thanks so much, you guys, for listening, and we will see you next time. Stay safe and be blessed. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Sonographers Spill the Tea. To get more servings of tea in sonography, join our hashtag Team Sono Learning platform, where you can train in certified courses on ergomechanics, soft tissue recovery versus scar tissue rehabilitation, and other best practices in ultrasound. And if you enjoyed our show, be sure to share, like, comment, and subscribe. We love hearing from you.